Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know the drill by now. We take one topic, we take your sources, and we like really dig in. Today, we're going to be tackling something that I think is pretty universal, and that is sleep. Specifically, we are diving deep into the NOLA Evolution 15 Skep mattress and that 120-night trial that they offer.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sleep experiment, wouldn't you
think? Totally. I mean, think about it. You're not just buying a mattress. You're getting like 4 months to really see if this thing changes your sleep game. That's huge.
It is. And it speaks to, I think, kind of a shift in the industry, too. Mattress companies are realizing that, you know, trust and transparency are crucial, especially with online shopping these days.
Okay, so let's actually walk through this whole NOLA Evolution experience, starting with like the moment it arrives. The article paints such a vivid picture of like the unboxing. You get this compressed package, super easy to move around, and then it's like poof, it expands right before your eyes.
I love that they highlight that sensory experience, right? It's not just about like the practical aspects of it, but the feeling of the quality materials, that plush Euro top layer. It sets the stage for comfort.
Right. And speaking of the Euro top, can we talk about that for a sec? I'm picturing like sinking into this cloud-like layer, but like what exactly is it and why is it such a big deal?
So imagine like a layer of quilted comfort that's sewn right onto the top of the mattress. It's all about that initial feeling of plushness.
Yeah.
You know? Like you said, sinking into the mattress. It's often made with, you know, high quality materials like down or memory foam, adding kind of that luxurious touch.
So it's not just for aesthetics then. It actually impacts the feel.
Absolutely. It contributes to pressure relief, especially for side sleepers who need that extra cushioning around their shoulders and hips. And it can enhance that like hide feeling that some people love.
Okay, now I'm getting curious about how this Euro top plays with the other layers.
Yeah.
Like the zone support that the article mentions. It sounds almost futuristic, like the mattress knows your body.
Well, it's not quite sentient, but it's pretty clever engineering. Think of zone support as targeted cushioning. Different areas of the mattress offer varying levels of support, usually firmer under the lower back and softer under the shoulders, for example.
So it's about aligning your spine even while you sleep. Does that mean it's only good for back sleepers then?
Not at all. Different zoning configurations cater to different sleep positions. A well-designed zone support system can provide pressure relief for side sleepers while also offering that essential back support. It's about finding that right balance.
This is where that 120-night trial becomes so crucial, right? Mm. You have time to figure out if the zoning is working for your body.
Exactly. It takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
Pun intended. You can really experiment with different sleeping positions. Pay attention to how your body feels in the morning. It turns into a personalized sleep study in a way.
Okay, so you're settling into the mattress. You're figuring out the zones. But then you're also experiencing this cooling technology that the article raves about. It's like they've cracked the code to staying cool all night.
It's a common struggle. Especially for couples. One person sleeps hot, the other one's freezing. It's a recipe for sleep disruption.
For sure.
So how does NOLA approach this? What kind of cooling magic are we talking about?
Well, the article doesn't like dive into the nitty-gritty of the technology, but it does mention like breathable materials and a type of foam that's designed for airflow.
So it's not just about feeling cool to the touch. It's about like regulating temperature throughout the night.
Exactly. Think of it as like creating a microclimate around your body. Heat dissipates, airflow is encouraged, and you avoid that kind of trapped, sweaty feeling.
Okay, that makes sense. But with all these layers, the Euro top, the zone support, the cooling tech, it makes you wonder, are there any downsides? Is there anything the article mentions that could be like a red flag?
That's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in like the positive aspects.
Yeah.
But critical thinking is key. One thing that stood out to me was the lack of specific details on the materials used in each layer.
So we're missing some transparency there.
Yeah.
Potentially. It could be a case of, you know, marketing speak over substance, or simply a lack of detailed information in the article. But for someone who's like truly invested in understanding the mattress construction, it would be helpful to know, for example, the type of foam used, the density, the coil gauge. Those details matter for longevity and support.
And that ties into the lifetime warranty.
Hmm.
Right? If you're investing in a mattress, you want to know it's built to last.
Absolutely. The article mentions the warranty, but it doesn't delve into the specifics. What are the conditions? What's covered? Those details are crucial because a lifetime warranty is only as good as the fine print.
Okay, so we've got this amazing trial period, but then we're missing some crucial information on materials and warranty specifics. feels a bit like a puzzle with missing pieces.
It does a bit, and this highlights the importance of doing your own research beyond just a single article. Check the manufacturer's website, read reviews, compare specifications, become an informed consumer.
That's great advice. Speaking of research, the article does mention some potential drawbacks based on user feedback. Apparently, some people found the NOLA Evolution 15 to be a bit too firm, especially side sleepers.
That's interesting, because we were just praising the Eurotop for its plushness. It goes to show that comfort is subjective. What feels soft to one person might feel firm to another. Body type, weight, and sleeping habits all play a role.
And that brings us back to the trial period, right?
Yeah.
It allows you to move beyond those initial impressions and really get a feel for the mattress over time.
Precisely. Your body adjusts, you try different positions, you experience the mattress in various environments, temperatures. It's a dynamic process.
The article also mentions some complaints about edge support, particularly for couples who like to spread out.
That's a common issue with foam mattresses. They tend to compress more around the edges, making it feel like you're rolling off. It sounds like the NOLA Evolution 15 might not be the best choice for those who prioritize edge support.
So there's a trade-off, potentially, between that plush comfort and the firmness needed for strong edge support.
Possibly. It's a balancing act, and different manufacturers prioritize different aspects. It's all about finding the right fit for your needs and preferences.
Okay, so we've covered the good, the potential downsides, the missing information. It feels like we've really dissected this NOLA Evolution 15 experience. What's the overall takeaway here? What should our listeners be thinking about?
I think the biggest takeaway is that 120-night trial. It's not just like a marketing gimmick. It's a powerful tool to help you make a good decision.
Yeah. You're not stuck with a mattress you hate after a week. You have time to really evaluate it. That's pretty empowering.
It is.
It forces you to be more mindful of your sleep, too. You're paying attention to details, noticing how your body feels, maybe even adjusting your sleep habits as you go.
Yeah, it's like that saying, what gets measured gets managed. By having this extended trial, you're essentially measuring your sleep satisfaction, and that can lead to positive changes, regardless of like the mattress itself.
And that brings us to, I think, a broader point that the article kind of touches on. NOLA's commitment to customer satisfaction. They seem to get that it's not just about selling a product. It's about building trust and fostering a positive sleep experience.
It's a smart move in today's market. Consumers are savvy. They do their research. They value transparency. So by offering this generous trial and addressing user feedback, NOLA's signaling that they stand behind their product and care about their customers.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. We've unpacked the NOLA Evolution 15. We've analyzed its features. We've explored the pros and cons, and even delved into, I think, the psychology behind that 120-night trial. What's the final verdict? Is this mattress worth the hype?
It's tough to give a definitive yes or no. I mean, every sleeper is different. What works for one person might not work for another. But based on our deep dive, I'd say the NOLA Evolution 15 presents a pretty compelling option for those seeking a balance of comfort, support, and cooling technology.
And that extended trial period is a game changer. It takes the risk out of the equation and allows you to become your own sleep detective.
Exactly. Pay attention to those clues. Trust your instincts. And remember, a good night's sleep is an investment worth making.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into the NOLA Evolution 15. We hope this has given you some food for thought as you navigate the world of mattresses and prioritize your sleep.
Sweet dreams, everyone, Rock.